Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Thornton now walking in, so Dale has to greet him with a hug, of course.
Sean? Put the headset on right there. With your Masters golf shirt on. You do one charity golf event yesterday. Now you're wearing Masters clothing around.
I got to play there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
How was that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Anything you expect, that and better.
Now, Raymond told me when he played it, it was so much hillier than he expected.
Yeah, the undulations, like, TV doesn't do it justice. That's
like what
the
he said. Yeah.
Did you feel bad leaving a divot or anything? I feel like
I want to take every divot. Yeah, like, I don't know if they're ever letting me back. I was trying to steal coffee cups. You name it. I was taking the lamps, whatever I could get.
Former Bruin Sean Thornton is in the house, and it's great to see you again.
Good to see you. How you guys doing?
You had your charity golf event yesterday.
I did.
And it looked like a gigantic turnout.
It was awesome again. We're very lucky. I think a lot of the same people keep coming back, but we sell out quick. I think we had 26 foursomes. I usually cap it at 26, 27. Yeah. Raised a ton of money. I'm not sure what the exact numbers are yet, but very lucky that I've been gone for, 4 years now, and people still want to come out and hang out and play golf and make some money for charity.
You're gone, but you're still around, right? I mean, you're still coming back here all the time. You still have a place here, right?
As much as I can, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not as much as I'd like, but yeah, I'm back and forth. Hey, Butchie, what's up?
We had to get Butch off TV to bring him in here. He was busy. He wants to be taller because Thornton's sitting in here. Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy joins us as
well. Butchie was my coach in the minors way, way back in the day.
Now, which team?
Norfolk Admirals.
That was a little while ago.
Pierre McGuire would have known.
We've got
that.
To turn Bruce's headset on you guys. There we go. So, was he the same player back then, Bruce, that he was with the Bruins?
I can't imagine where this answer's going.
No, what I'll tell you about Sean is that I remember that year he had some opportunities to score, and I had a chat with him. I said, you know, you have the ability to score goals, so don't overlook those. And I always thought he did, and sure enough, I think he got, 10? Double digits in Boston years later. So you always think, hope maybe some words stick with him. But he was a great big brother. We had a lot of young players, and you don't survive in the American League without those type of leadership guys on your team. And that's why I think we had a good hockey club, and Sean did a great job. And not only did he win in Boston, he won in Anaheim. So he goes out a champion, and I couldn't be prouder of him.
Do you think players like Sean are being phased out of the game now, or is there still room for a tough guy like that?
There is if you can play, and yeah. Sean was able to do that.
Matter of opinion, but I'll take it.
I saw that little double deep move that you scored on that time.
That's the difference. If you're a guy that's strictly a pugilist or that's your only skill set, then I don't believe you can play anymore. You got to be able to play 5-on-5, probably contribute to a special teams as the penalty kill, or maybe be a net front guy in the power play. But at the end of the day, I do believe that 5-on-5 is important, that you'd be able to help your team. And if not, then I think it'll have a tough time.
But you did make me a penalty killer in the minors, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Yes, he was the one that put me on the PK. We had a pretty decent PK back then. That's back when I could skate.
Yeah, right.
Put some weight on it.
You had to put weight on if you were going to make a living the way you made a living. Yeah. You were one of the people who, and Bruce talked about it, it mattered to you. You wanted accountability from your teammates. You demanded accountability from your teammates. Is that a hard line to sort of straddle there about being a good teammate, but also demanding, hey, we need something from you here?
I think if you demand the most from yourself, then you're able to have that conversation with other people. Now, if you're, packing it in and just going through the motions, you can't be calling people out. But I think if you put it on yourself to, give everything you have every day and you're putting your face on the line in some situations, then you have that maybe card in your back pocket that you can have a conversation with somebody that's a better hockey player than you but that maybe isn't giving everything they need to in that instance. But I think I've always been you always know where you stand with me. There's no real gray area, and in the locker room, in life, it's the same thing, right? You just be real and have a conversation. I don't think anybody takes offense to that.
Bruce, what have you thought of the offseason, particularly in your division, some of the moves that those teams were able to make?
Florida Panthers look great. Yeah.
I think that's what he was about to say.
I actually agree with that. I think they'll be definitely one of I don't know if surprise is the right word, the way they finished last year, but I'd be on the lookout for them. Obviously, Tampa returns basically their whole hockey club, so they're going to be strong. Toronto adds Tavares. They did subtract a few players. People forget Van Riemsdyk, Bozak. Those were good players for them. But I assume it'll be an upgrade. He's a world-class player. It'll just force us to be a little more focused every night. So I don't think it's a bad thing to have a very good internal competition in your own division. Ask me again in February. I might have a different opinion. But I think we'll be better just from our growth of our younger players. We added so many new players next year. It's not automatic. That's the message we have to get across. Doesn't mean you're going to have a better year than your first. But I like the character of those guys, so I believe they'll come back and understand what it takes, and I still believe our core has a lot to give, so it should be an exciting year for our division specifically.
Sean, you played in Boston where hockey really matters, and now you're working for the Florida Panthers. Is it a chore to grow that same sort of hockey interest in a non-traditional hockey market?
Yeah, Florida's, I mean, it's not an easy market, that's for sure, in any sport. I mean, you look at last year, University of Miami had that amazing run, and then they were sold out every single night. There's a lot to do in Florida. There's beaches, there's sun, there's golf courses. You have to put a product on the ice that people want to watch to get people out. And I think we're there now. I think as an organization, we're kind of at an inflection point. Like we're turning the corner, and I think our young core is really ready to make a move, and I know it's going to be a tough conversation because I'm in Boston talking about it, but I think we're a really good team, and I think if we win, people will show up. I think that's all you need to do is just win.
I'm curious how you guys feel about Brad Marchand, who he's a fan favorite here, but you have to sort of put up with some of the stuff that goes on with him. You as a coach and then you as a teammate, so different sort of ways of looking at it, but is that just, you can't take all the hijinks, I feel like, out of his game and have him still be the same player, or is that wrong?
Well, from my perspective, we love the performance on the ice. We're working on Brad being a little more focused on that part of it. We've had conversations with him. He's a year older. He's a year more mature. And we feel he'll take steps in the right direction. I truly believe at the end of last year, he reflected on some of the stuff that was talked about him and wants to put that out of his game and behind him. But Brad, like you said, hijinks, whatever word you want to use, there'll always be a little bit in that his game, and I think that helps him. We just got to try to make sure that we temper it and try to get him on that exact, just on the edge of that line. And that's a difficult chore, but that's the task at hand. And he has to be first and foremost accepting of that, and he has to do it. And I think he's recognized that. So, but he's a world-class player and talent and a great teammate. So those are the parts we love about him, and those are the parts we're looking forward to this year.
For me, did you guys read his Players' Tribune?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The line that stuck out to me was, you know, people say they'll do whatever it takes to win. But will they? And I kind of think I was cut from the same cloth. Like, nothing was offside. I would do whatever. All that mattered was winning. And he has that attitude. So call them hijinks, call them whatever they are. He will do whatever it takes to win. And that's more important than anything else in my where I stand. You want to kiss people, like, people do whatever do whatever you want to do, as long as you're trying.
I don't know if Bruce feels the exact same
way. I know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Whatever he's doing it. Right. His heart is in, I'm going to win at all costs. And not everybody's cut from that cloth, so I really respect the way he plays the game.
Bruce, there's a 41-year-old quarterback playing in Foxborough who's doing a pretty good job and was MVP of the league as a 40-year-old quarterback. You've got a 40-year-old defenseman, and I've talked to him about it, and he really likes what Brady's doing and tries to emulate it. There are people in this town who say Zdeno Chara's washed up, he can't play anymore. What does his coach say?
Well, obviously that's incorrect. He's one of our, if not our best defenseman, shutdown role. Big part of the penalty kill. I think he can still play in the power play. We've kind of used other players. Z would tell me differently, and he's ready to go. But it's worked out for us, so we've been able to incorporate other people so they're shared responsibility throughout the lineup. But Z's got a lot of hockey left in him. I know that for a fact. He trains as hard, harder than anybody I know. His conditioning's through the roof. He's trying to stay current with the game and the way it's played and working on his puck skills and getting back on pucks, those little things that maybe the average person doesn't see every night that he's working on probably 3 or 4 games after we lost out. So he wants to have his legacy run a lot longer than just one more year. I wouldn't put him past him, play 4 or 5 more years in this league. But again, that's speculation, but we're looking forward to another great year from him, and he's our leader.
Sean, I just to follow up on that, because you and I have talked about Z as well, I saw him this past season play an entire two-minute penalty-killing shift, couldn't get off the ice, got challenged for a fight about 3 minutes into his shift by a guy who's like 6'7". And he said, okay, I mean, if you got to do it, you got to do it. That's not even human.
No, conditioning's never a problem with Big Z, that's for sure. He's a specimen. For me, people, yeah, he's 41, we're the same age. Everybody has their opinions, but I don't think there's anybody that can do what he does. I mean, he's 6'9", 255 pounds, solid as a rock. He's a smart hockey player as well. People can say what they want, but there's nobody else. We'd be happy to have him. There's nobody in the league that can do what he does on a consistent basis. He's been doing it for 20 years. I mean, you can't take that away from him.
And, Bruce, you had an update yesterday on Patrice Bergeron. Looks like things are going the right way.
Yeah, as far as, you know, we know that he's on schedule to start the year with us. You know, of course, something could happen between now and then, but he's doing great. All the guys that were injured for us at the end of the year, and it was a long list, seem to be progressing well. We don't anticipate anybody being behind to start the season. Some guys will get more work in preseason than others. That's part of the process, the rehab process. But right now we're looking to be fully healthy and ready to go.
Guys, the hockey community always steps up and helps out, and you guys are emblematic of that. It's great to see both of you. I get to see you like once a year.
I know.
I get to see Bruce a lot, but I get to see you about once a year.
I know. I'm not up here enough. It's tough now, though. I'm in the real world. I'm in the office from 8:30 to 5:30.
Wearing a shirt and tie and everything?
Some days.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Good to see you.
All right, fellas. Thank
Bruce
you.
Cassidy, head coach of the Bruins, former Bruin Sean Thornton.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.